Our gospel reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 24, beginning with verse 36. And it reads, "While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, 'Why are you frightened? And why do you doubt? Why do your doubts arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. See, it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see what I have.' And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, 'Why have you anything? Have you anything to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, 'These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the laws of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled.' Then he opened their minds to understanding the scriptures. And he said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and be raised from the dead on the third day. And the repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to all of these things.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I come to you today with a message that asks the question, is seeing truly believing? Let us pray. Loving God, we stand before you asking that you open our spiritual eyes that we might see all that you desire us to see and help us to understand all that you have for us this day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In our gospel lesson today, we find ourselves once again sitting with the remaining 11 apostles, and as they sat talking about how they felt when they encountered Jesus, the scripture goes on to say that Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And in response to those words, scripture tells us they were startled. They were terrified, and they thought they had seen a ghost. Now, beloved people of God, this is the part of the scripture that I am having some challenges with. Allow me to tell you why. On last Sunday, Pastor Anna preached a sermon that gave an account of the events that had taken place. Some of you may remember, it was once again in that same place where 10 of the 11 apostles were locked in their room for fear of what might happen to them if the Jewish leaders had discovered where they were. And as they were in the room trying to figure out, probably praying to see what they should do next, Jesus came and stood among them and said the exact same words, "Peace be with you." And it goes on to say that it took some time for them to come to understand that this was really Jesus who was with them. He went through all the motions. He told them about what had happened to him. He showed them the pierced hands. They showed him the side. And after a while, it says that they finally got it and began to rejoice and say that, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, God is here. Jesus is here. He's risen." Then he left them for a little while, came back again a little later when Thomas had joined the group. And as Thomas was there with them, they tried to explain to him, "We saw Jesus, we saw Jesus." Thomas said, "Okay, I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes." And so Jesus came back again, showed him his hands, showed him his feet, showed him his side, and said, "This is real. I'm back. The scriptures have been fulfilled." And again, they celebrated in their, even though they were celebrating, interesting thing in the scripture, it says that in their joy, they still had doubts. But they were excited that Jesus was here in the moment, so they were good with that. Then Jesus left again. Moving ahead a couple days later, we find two other followers of Jesus, people who had been with him through his entire ministry, walking along the road to a village called Emmaus. They're walking and commiserating about all the things that had taken place. We had hoped that this man named Jesus was going to be the one who would revive us and bring us back and restore us to our greatness. And Jesus came and joined them along their journey. And as Jesus walked along with them and talked with them, they didn't quite recognize who he was. But Jesus continued to talk and reveal the scriptures to them. And when they reached their destination, it tells us that Jesus pretended to walk off, but they convinced him to stay. So he went in with them. They sat down at the table. They still didn't know who he was. Then it says that he took the bread. He blessed it. He broke it. And as he gave it to them, it says their eyes were open and they realized that's Jesus. And they got excited and then he left. But they continued their conversation. They said, "Weren't our hearts burning as we walked along the road with this fellow? We knew it had to be something special about him." And so they were all excited about they had spent this quality private time with Jesus. And then they got up. Because just like we learned last week, when you got good news, you can't keep it to yourself. So they got up and they ran and they found the other 11 apostles. And as they joined them, they said, "Hey, we just saw Jesus. We were with him and he shared the scriptures with us and he ate with us and he did all these wonderful things." And as the 11 engaged those two men in conversation, Jesus came and stood amongst the crowd and said the words, "Peace be with you." And this is where we begin our scripture lesson today. Because in that moment, after all of these accounts of seeing Jesus over and over again, there should have been no reason for what follows the next line. And that says, they were startled and terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you startled? Why are you frightened? Why do you have doubts about what's going on here? Why do you have doubts about me being with you?" And once again, he showed them proof. "See my hands, see my feet, see my side? But don't just look. I'll prove to you I'm not a ghost. Touch me." Which they did. And they said, "Ghosts don't have flesh and blood and bones like I do." And even that wasn't good enough for them. Because that's when the scripture goes on and it says, as I said earlier, it says that while they were excited about being with Jesus, they still had some doubts about this being real or about him being real. And so Jesus said, "You know what? Let me do one more thing. You have anything to eat?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and he ate it and he said, "Can a ghost do this?" And so then at that point, Jesus took the opportunity and said, "You've seen me and you have doubts. What about the generation to come?" Beloved people of God, this brings me back to where we began this message today. What's challenging to me is that here we have a group of people who were eyewitnesses to all of the things that took place. They walked with Jesus. They talked with Jesus. They were there when he was crucified. They saw him after he rose. They got proof. They touched him. They felt him. They saw him eat. And yet, somewhere in their minds, they could not believe what they were seeing as being true. Somewhere, they felt like my young people with the picture that I showed them earlier about, wait a minute, we know one thing, but our eyes aren't necessarily bearing out that truth. We see it, but we really can't believe what we're seeing. Something's not right here. Something's not connecting here. And so what do we do? Well, Jesus realized that just his physical presence was not enough for them to be able to see and realize that he was back and it was true. So he took them to another place. He took them to a place of comfort. He took them to the place where he knew that their faith and their understanding and their belief would override their senses. He took them back to the scriptures that they had learned from the time that they were children. And he showed them all of the scriptures that foretold of this day and these events coming, starting with Moses through the Psalms and all the way through the books of the prophets. And it was at that moment that they finally said, okay, we got it. We won't trust our eyes, but we trust the Word of God. We don't necessarily believe what we see, but we trust that the Word of God that we have studied since we were children is trustworthy and true. And so with that and that alone, we will move forward in our faith. We will move forward in our lives. We will move forward and serve you the way that you guide us to. Beloved people of God, they saw Jesus with their own physical eyes and had a hard time believing it. Where does that leave us today? Because to the best of my knowledge, no one in this room has ever laid physical eyes on Jesus, have they? Have you? And with that, how do we find faith? Where do we place our faith, our understanding, our hope? The truth of the matter is, we place it in the same place that Jesus guided the disciples to. We place our faith in something that's tried, true, tested, and in something that has withstood the test of time. We put our faith in the Word of God, the scriptures that we've learned since our youth, the scriptures that we've learned and the stories that we've heard since we were little itty-bitty Sunday school children. The ones that we have relied on to get us through those hard times and those sad times and those challenges that we face. The words of God that have helped us through those times of joy and celebration and made them even better because we knew that God was somewhere in the midst of it all. Beloved people of God, when all else fails, when you can't believe what you're seeing, trust in the Word of God. The word that you have read and studied, that you've locked in your heart, that you've memorized since your youth. And believe it or not, it is that word that will witness not only to you, but when others come, we can talk about things that are circumstantial or superficial or things that you think you may have seen or felt, but nobody can argue what's written in the word. And so, beloved people of God, yes, seeing isn't always believing, but the one thing we can't deny is what was written in the Word of God. And so I challenge each and every person to continue to read, to reflect, to pray, to study, to go to Bible study, to come to church, and to get deeper and deeper into the Word of God. And what you'll realize, what you'll discover, is that what comes out of it is that in your heart, you will be able to see a world that is trying to pull blinders over your eyes. Amen? Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for allowing us the ability to go beyond our natural sight and to see with our heart and to rely on the word that you've instilled in our hearts and minds. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.